بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا ما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام الذين دي برادرز الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us a beautiful Islamic calendar. And in this calendar of Islam, we find different seasons, different rewards in different months. The month of Ramadan, we find where the reward of amal are multiplied, amplified. Zulhijjah, the first 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're the 10 best days of the Islamic year to do amal. Then we have a group of people prior to Islam, during Islam also. When it comes to certain months, more especially the month of Safar, where they have this belief that the month of Safar is an empty month. It's a month where there's no barakat, there's no blessings from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that there's certain bad luck in the month of Safar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to the Arabs at that time that held all these type of beliefs in regards to months, places, time, things around them. They attach certain types of beliefs which we call superstition, like rumors. That because of the certain belief, they desisted, they held back from carrying out certain tasks or amal. Because they had certain beliefs, that if this has occurred, then we cannot do a certain thing. These type of superstitions have come down now. And many a person might have some certain superstition in his life, that he holds on to, he believes, which can be very, very detrimental to one's iman. We know right now in the world the amount of attack these in the iman of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it be control of a person's mind, his thoughts. They say kalimatun wahida. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam gave da'wah to the Arabs. Recite one kalima. Say one kalima, the Arabs will bow their heads down to you. They will pay you the jizya, the protection tax. You will become the kings of the world. Say one kalima only, which is La ilaha illallah. They told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, give us 100 words, we will utter it. But don't tell us La ilaha illallah. Because by La ilaha illallah, this will eradicate and remove all these shirk ideas we have within our hearts, which we are holding on to because our forefathers gave it to us. They say one word can have such an effect on a person's mind. Now scientists are researching and they say that put out in the media just one word, it has such an impact on the mind of insan that it can rewire his brain. Our mashayikh are telling us from before, listen only to the talks of deen, your heart, your mind will be rewired to fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do ta'lim in the home, listen to the talks of iman, go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and listen so much to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the mind becomes rewired in the correct way. Which the enemies of Islam understand, that Allah ta'ala has given such power to insan, such capabilities, abilities, isti'dad, that he can reach the moon, he can go to the bottom of the oceans. If we just have to rewire his mind and his brain to think like us, he will remain as a Muslim. But being a true mu'min at heart, you'll be far from there. Outwardly, the rituals of Islam will be there. Whether he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a muwahid, muwahid from wahid, the one who regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be alone, la sharika la, he has no partner. By believing in anything else that certain thing can do, has effect, superstitions. As we hear nowadays when it comes to a person's superstitions, that a person woke up for Fajr Salah and is going to the masjid and he sees a black cat crossing the road, he believes some bad luck will happen today. The black cat was going to pick up its little kitten possibly. But now he has a superstition, something will happen. Or he walked under a ladder, or some mirror cracked, 7 years bad luck will come onto the household. Person has these beliefs, it's coming down. That a person attaches effect, cause to anything besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his iman is at stake. This attack on the imaniyat of the ummah, that is why we have to listen to the talks of imaniyat about maghibat, the unseen, the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole control of everything. And we have the creation of Allah, effect, causes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have even an inkling of doubt or belief that a certain thing can do. The hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا حامة ولا سفر. That there's no contagion in Islam. There's no spreading of diseases in Islam. That disease also is under the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The medication we take also, my dear brothers. They say, oh goli, that tablet a person takes. He say, oh goli, murdach is here. That tablet is absolutely dead, has no effect in it. That tablet a person takes medication is so muhtaj, so in need, that you have to pick it up. You have to put it into your mouth. And they say when that tablet, medication or pull has to reach your belly, the stomach, then ugoli pukarti hai. Then that medication or that tablet calls out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, should I assist him or not? Even that medication is muhtaj and in need of the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give shifa. So how can anything else cause any effect without the command of Allah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew the Arabs had these superstitions in them that there are things that can do besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had a belief if they had to go onto a safar, onto a journey, they would catch a bird and then they would release it. If that bird went in the right direction on the right hand side, then they would believe that yes, this is, so to say, a positive sign that we can travel. If the bird flew to the left hand side, then this is a negative, don't travel. They had beliefs that a person had a snake in his stomach. Because the snake would eat, would bite him within, therefore he felt hungry. They had beliefs that there was a thing as bad luck. Which is a bad luck, as we mentioned now. Entire night, the cat is crying. A person thinks now somebody is going to die in the house. The cat has no effect. But a person is worried, he cannot sleep. Now he's not sure, he's making out his last will to his wife, that the cat is crying the entire night. But the cat possibly is mating or is delivering a kitten. But he has his belief in his life. And he's coming down. This is so important, my dear brothers, to clarify and to clear our hearts of everything besides Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. A person knows in this worldly life the importance of an ID. His ID card, his passport. A person is traveling overseas, before he leaves he'll be reminded, carry your passport or you'll have a problem. He gets to the airport, there again he will check his pocket, my passport is there. He will check in, he will get his boarding pass, he will go through the customs and the check and the scan, and again he will check his pocket for his passport. Because his heart is attached, if I have my passport, the journey ahead will be smooth, I won't have a problem. He gets onto the plane, again he checks it up. Whenever he relieves himself, he checks again for his passport. Imagine the passport of Iman. A person doesn't realize by having certain beliefs in his life, my passport has been cancelled. But he feels I'm still a Muslim, but I have these things in my life, these superstitions, this bad luck notion, that certain things are bad luck. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Yasin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those Anbiya alayhimus salatu salam that were sent to their people. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. Allah speaks about أَصْحَابُ الْقَرْيَةِ, the people of that town. What, where that town was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves it ambiguous. Mufassirin had different views in regards to that town to which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent these three anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. Some Mufassirin say it was a town called Antakya in Syria. Different narrations in regards to that town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them two anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. But they disbelieved, they belied them, falsified them. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened them with a third rasul and messenger that was sent to them and gave them the da'wat that إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ, that we are messengers unto you. Mufassirin have given their names also. Sadiq, Saduq, and Shalom son say Shamaun. So they were sent to them. They gave the da'wah towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After they gave the da'wah, the people rejected because of their rejection of the haqq, of the truth. Some halat conditions came upon the people. They were gripped with drought and famine. When they objected and rejected the truth of the Anbiya alayhim salat wa salam, then trials will come. But look at their reaction now. It's very easy when we say P.O.B. pass on the buck. It's because of you we're having this problem. It's because of you, it's because of you. But no person will introspect that I am the problem. I am the problem. I am the solution. So this was also the mindset of those people of that town, where they told Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم, that oh, this Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, that there is bad luck with you. That if you don't desist from your da'wat, if you don't desist and stop inviting towards one Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to rewire our minds and put us onto the sirati mustaqim, لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُ, if you don't desist, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ, then you will stone you. وَلَيَمَسَّنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and you will suffer a painful punishment on our hands. They threatened the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, they were calling towards haqq. To put the aqidah and the iman right, the reply was, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, that the bad luck is with you rather, not with us. When you're being reminded about the right things, then you regard this to be a bad omen, bad luck, because you're being reminded of the haqq, أَيْنْ ذُكِرْتُمْ, that when you are reminded in regards to the haqq, then you regard this to be bad luck. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ, rather you are such a people that have transgressed all boundaries. You're past the limits. So this notion also was a bad luck. Something is a bad luck in deen. It's no bad luck. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam nation also. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam nation also. Similar thing they would say. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْمُ الْحَسَنَةُ قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِهِ, that when some good thing came unto them, they would say, this is because of our good deeds. We did something good, so we're having good halat, good conditions. وَإِنْتُسِبُمْ سَيِّئَةُ يَطَيَّرُوا, and when some evil condition came upon them, then they would regard this as a bad luck. Or the people of haqq and the truth. So this bad luck, the superstition, a person should introspect and see that my iman is absolutely pure and clear. That all effect is only from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us that there is no contagion. That also is by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala wills it to happen, it will happen. If Allah doesn't will it to happen, it won't happen. وَلَا طِيَرَ وَلَا هَمَّ, they believe in an owl. That the owl has an evil effect. If an owl has to come now and make a sound in your home, somebody will die. Then they believe in ghoul, certain type of a jinn, which was in the Sahara, in the desert. That the certain jinn now would lead people astray from the right path, they will make them get lost. So they believed in that also. When it came to jinnat, when it came to certain animals, certain snakes, diseases, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that these things have no effect. All effect is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is a superstition a person may have in his life. As you mentioned now, in regards to a black cat, one person went to a certain amil and he said, I'm getting married, I want barakat in my home. So amil said, you want a barakat, then you have to find a black fowl, hen. And you have to run it over to get barakat in your home. So you can imagine the scenario. This person had a farm. He bought a black owl. And now with his tractor, he is trying to run over this black fowl. Can't catch it. No barakat in the house. Because he believes in these things. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, jinnat also cannot do anything. Where we have the ummah right now, when it comes to certain things in ourselves, in our homes, we're seeing things, we're hearing things, etc. And now, very quickly, you want to go to a certain person, they possibly can see the unseen. And he will assist me, he will help me, that he can do something for me. He can give me a certain amulet, or written on a certain ta'weez, that he will help. That to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a ta'weez. Read your 5 times daily salah. After every salah, read ayatul kursi, and you will be in the protection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That person who performs his Fajr Salah wa Jama'at, he is in the zimadari protection of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We got to believe these things. A young boy went to school and he didn't do his homework. We shouldn't use this for a wrong thing. But this youngster now with his ma'asum mind, innocent mind, he goes to school, he didn't do the homework. So the principal says that you will get a hiding. He says, you can't hit me. He says, why not? So because I read my Fajr Salah this morning with Jama'at. He says, so what? He says, I read in the kitab at home, my mother says, whoever reads Salah with Jama'at, Fajr Salah is in the protection of Allah, you can't touch me. He believed in Allah. And as we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will affirm our thoughts in regard to Him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a quality of al-mu'min. We hear in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Qudus, al-mu'min, al-muhaymin, al-aziz, al-jabbar, al-mutakabbir. Allah is al-mu'min. Al-mu'min is a quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms His own existence. Allah affirms His own existence when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran Sharif introduces Himself to the makhluk and creation. The Creator is trying to convince the creation to believe in Him. Allah doesn't need to do this. We have our Creator, we have to believe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ayat of Quran, Huwa Allahu alladhi, Huwa Allah, Huwa Allah. Allah says, open your eyes, like how we say, smell the coffee. How long the coffee is brewing, or the muhabbat, the ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the senses have become dull. The appetite, we have lost the appetite for haqq and the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'min, He affirms His own existence, that I am Allah, believe in me, all control of everything is in my hands. No one has control. Then Allah affirms also under the quality of al-mu'min, the one that affirms. Allah affirms the good thoughts or the thoughts of what His slaves believe in regards to Him. What you believe of Allah, Allah affirms it. If you believe in your heart, may Allah will protect, Allah will protect you. He will never disappoint you. Allah will never ever disappoint a person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right thoughts, the right aqidah, the right belief, that may Allah will protect. May Allah will provide for me. There's no bad luck and superstition in Islam and deen. Our deen is absolutely pure and clear. So whatever we believe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat us. In the hadith of Qudsi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. As my banda thinks about me, I am according to his thought. As my slave thinks about me, I treat him accordingly. If he believes all control, entire universe is in my hand, I will affirm it in his heart. And I will show him also. I will show him in his own life that how I will control and I will provide, I will take care, I will protect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed his qudrat over and over again in different generations, different times. It's for us to believe once again what our belief is in regards to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Has my iman become tainted? What I am reading, as we mentioned now, the amount we are taking in, the amount we are importing into our minds, into our hearts, what we are reading, it is rewiring our minds. We are beginning to believe it, that this certain thing can do, that organization, that institution, that certain person that has power, that they can do it. So the mind has now been reset. The mind has been reset. Some of our kabir say that our iman has become so tainted. Allah protect us. That they say that because we have freezers and fridges now, we don't ask Allah Ta'ala for food anymore. We'll get it from the fridge. We'll get it from the freezer, it's there. Last year's supply we got this year also. We have it there, so we don't even raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for basic food also. Because the aqidah has been tainted, has been changed. So we have to introspect and see that my iman in reality, is it the iman that is demanded by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? What kind of iman does Allah ta'ala want from me? They say one iman is based upon conditions. When the conditions are good, then my iman is on a high. Halat ka deen. That my deen will kick in now, I'll be on a high when the conditions are good. Conditions are good, alhamdulillah, the rosy is coming in. Now there is no bad luck, everything is good. Yes, on the contrary, there is good luck in deen. Tafa'ul. To take something as a good omen is also mustahab in deen. For example, a person is going through a difficult time in his life. And now somebody walks in, Abdul Razzaq comes in. The slave of the provider. He says, Abdul Razzaq came in, Allah is Ar-Razzaq, Allah will open the way. To take a good omen on that is also good. A person now is injured. And Salim walks in, he says, Salim is here. Salim, the one that is safe, protected by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he regards Salim's presence by him as a good omen. That is no problem. But on the other hand now, somebody walked in, you say bad luck walked in, problem started. You say this is a problem. That is incorrect. So for us, when it comes to our iman, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah wants us to believe in Him, first we have to learn what is iman really. Is my iman correct? Is my iman sufficient enough? Like how I have my passport. It might expire, I won't know. And now I am traveling. But your passport has expired. A person buys a CD. And he has, you know, Sheikh so and so, Juz Amma, Tityat Para. Is there a long suffer to go? So he buys the CD. He says, I will play it in the car. Has a beautiful cover on it. But once he puts it into the CD player, he realizes the CD is blank. But the cover is beautiful. Should not be that my outward is beautiful as a Muslim. But inside, iman has been tainted. And that will speak in the qabr at the time of Sakarat. What my iman is saying, what I am talking about, what's within me. So what iman Allah Ta'ala wants from us? One is the iman based about conditions. The conditions are good, so I'm in the masjid, alhamdulillah. All the conditions are adverse. The matric exam will come, then mashallah, the youth will come to the masjid. But when the results will come out, then make assalamu alaikum. I got my results. I'm no more in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So based upon conditions, now I frequent the masjid, the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That iman also is not desired by Allah. Allah wants more than that. Then we get mahol, kadin, based upon the environment. A person's iman increases. He goes to Haramain Sharifain. There, mashallah, people are all wearing the same garb. They're all performing salah. So based upon the environment, his iman increases. Month of Ramadan, the masjid, mashallah, the environment is there, so he feels like coming to the masjid. The Haji sahab went for Hajj, the environment was good, he changed his libas and his clothing, he put on the sunnah, Hajj was over, he came back to Jeddah, he went into the restroom, and he sees into the mirror, I don't look right with this beard. The environment has changed now. Now he's left the Mubarak place, and then he takes out the razor and removes his beard. That iman also, Allah says, is that desirable? Based upon mahol and environment. What kind of iman? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu. Like sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Aminu kama amanu al-nas. When they said la ilaha illallah, then everything was removed. Whether it was the jinn, whether it was the owl, whether it was the snake, whether it was contagion, contagiousness. Everything was out. That iman, ulama explained, the level of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that iman will be the yardstick of success on the day of qiyamah. Allah will use that as a yardstick. Not the iman I feel I have, but the iman that sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had, where iman was intact every condition of their life. When they raised their hands, they knew that the condition will be removed. Sa'd ibn Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he comes, and they are marching towards Persia. They come to a water mass, like an ocean. And there the narrator says, the iman of sahaba ikram, once they brought iman, they believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nothing could shake that iman. Because they would sit every day. Let us nujaddidu imanana, let us sit a little while, let us speak about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we know myself, we are speaking to the cell phone. Like one of our elders say, ke murde cheese kya milenge? And this dead cell phone of yours, what are you going to receive from it? Iman is from heart to heart. Consider the people of iman, sit in the gatherings, in the halqas of ta'alim. Sit to the people of iman, and your iman will get affected. Sahaba ikram had that type of iman. And nothing could shake them, no condition. They had to attach to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The narrator says Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu comes to that water mass and they can't cross that river to get to the Persian emperor. Al-Qasr al-Abyad, the white palace of Kisra, the Persian emperor. He says, we come to the banks of that river. Narrator says, I see the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu raise his hands with iman in his heart and nothing can do besides my Allah. He said, when he raised his hands, he says, I had full conviction that his dua will be accepted. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for him. Allahumma sadid ramyahu wajib da'watahu. That, oh Allah, when Sa'd, who threw the first arrow in the path of Allah, ya Allah, when he will fire an arrow, ya Allah, he must hit bullseye, he must utmus. Ya Allah, when he raises his hands to make dua, ya Allah, accept his dua. When he raises his hands, he said, dua accepted. They had that yaqeen, that iman. And there was no transportation to pass over to that river. After he raised his hands, he made dua, and he dropped his hands, and then he made tashkil, that who is ready to jump with their horses into the river. And Sahaba Ikram got ready, say Bismillah. And they jumped in, and Sahaba Ikram say, therefore Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the Red Sea for them. They walked on the river, on the bed of the ocean. But the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to run on the water. They ran, the Sahabi says, we ran on the water. Imagine almost 12,000 mujahideen running on water. What iman they must have had. Nothing can shake us, nothing can take us away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and nothing can separate us from the house of Allah. Our cheering, our tarbiyat will happen in the house of Allah. We will live by the sunnah, we will die by the sunnah. The 12,000 plus mujahid running on the water. One sahabi says, my bowl, wooden bowl fell off my saddle. When I reached the other side, my friend sahaba ikram said, what happened to your bowl? They were joking with him. He said, maybe you did something wrong, your bowl went away. He said, I made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you returned my bowl. One wave came and brought this bowl back. When the horses got tired, they say the earth from below the water came up, and the horses took a rest on it. That was the iman they had. That was a yardstick of what iman sahaba ikram had for us to think. Superstitions in my life, beliefs in regards to different things happening around me, that this organization, that person can do, this thing can do. All our iman has to be checked once again. Ya Allah, what is my iman belief in regards to you? What we will believe in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will affirm our belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to bring true iman into our hearts.